Today, of course, we're wearing green for St. Patrick's Day, but let's find out why Thursday night Milwaukee was lit orange. And joining us is Jay Saunders. He is from the Wisconsin chapter of Multiple Sclerosis Society. And Jay, tell us why everything was orange.
Orange is the color of MS awareness. And right now we are in the middle of MS Awareness Week and MS Awareness Month here in Wisconsin. And we were very, very excited to have so many fantastic organizations and buildings lit up orange. The Hone Bridge, Gaslight Building, U.S. Bank Baird Center, just to name a few. And it was fantastic to see the city lit up orange for MS awareness.
All right, well, let's talk about MS, because there are thousands of people throughout Wisconsin who are affected by it. What exactly is multiple sclerosis?
So MS is kind of an unknown. It's a neurological disease for most people impacting the brain. You essentially have parts of your brain that are fighting against your immune system, essentially. Sclerosis is a word for scar, multiple being scars. So for most people, they have lesions on their brain. And that is the most basic way for me to describe it in a short time. But it, like you said, it is a disease that impacts a lot of people in Wisconsin. In fact, Wisconsin has the highest rate per capita in the country of MS. And that's all the more reason why it's important for awareness.
And that's a statistic I was unaware of. Any reason that there would be that many cases in this state?
It's a good question. And if we had the answer, just like everything else, this disease right now does not have a cure, nor do we really know the reason why it happens to people. It varies. When I was diagnosed, I didn't check off any of the popular boxes. You know, this is a disease that a lot of times will impact younger females before anything else. I was diagnosed when I was 32, and in Wisconsin, you know, one of the things that some people say is vitamin D is an important part of your immune system, and we don't have a lot of sunshine here in Wisconsin parts of the year. So that could be part of it, but scientists are really still trying to figure out why Wisconsin and why this disease in general.
This week, there was a lot of news nationally about two actresses who are affected by MS, Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler. And I know they did a pretty high-profile interview on one of the network shows about what life is like for them. And it was interesting because Christina Applegate's disease seems to be a lot more advanced than that of Jamie Lynn Sigler. So my question is, does MS affect everyone differently?
It absolutely does. And there are two different types of MS traditionally. There's something called relapsing remitting MS. And if anyone of a certain age group remembers the TV show The West Wing, that is what Martin Sheen's character, President Bartlett, had, relapsing remitting MS. There's also progressive or secondary progressive, and that is much more serious. That is when, you know, you'll see people who are unable to walk or have issues with speech, or it can be much more of a serious disease for some people. But again, you're absolutely right. And that's another mind-boggling thing about this disease. It impacts everyone differently.
Are there any particular symptoms that a person will experience in the early stages?
I can tell you from personal experience, and a lot of people end up going to their doctor, you know, for this particular reason. I started having like numbness and tingling up the right side of my arm and then eventually down the right side of my leg. My doctor sent me to a neurologist who had me take an MRI, and that's when they discovered the lesions in my brain. There are a lot of other symptoms, blurriness and vision, balance issues, but for a lot of people, it starts with the numbness and tingling in their extremities, especially one side.
Jay, where can we learn more about multiple sclerosis?
The National MS Society is an absolute amazing resource for people. Their website has everything from what is MS to medications for MS to how to support people with MS. It is, like I said, a wealth of information, and I would suggest that people do some research because, like I said, this is a very unknown disease, and it's all about awareness.
Jay Saunders, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.